This is The Revelator, Prophet Gerald Nusulu, PhD. You're now invited to listen to a life-changing service recorded at one of our live church events. Experience life-changing prophecies, deliverances, healings and testimonies, prophetic praise and worship, bondage-shattering revelational teaching.
And now you're listening to Prophet Gerald Nusulu.
Yeah, someone say yeah.
Yeah.
Say never.
Never.
Hey.
Hey.
You missed it, that one, didn't you? People are saying, so what is all this hey now? Tell them hey is hey. Yeah. Powerful. You can take your seats. Today is a Sunday of what? Unquestionable dominion. And as you know, nowadays I don't preach for a long time. I only preach for a short time because God is good. Let's begin by looking at Ephesians chapter 1 from verse number 15 all the way to chapter 2 all the way to verse number 10. So Ephesians chapter 1 verses 15 into chapter 2 verses 1 to 10. If you are there, someone say amen.
Amen.
So here we find something so important in the scripture where the Bible says, wherefore I also, after that, ahead of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Now, we are doers of the word, aren't we? We are doers of the word. Say, I am a doer of the word.
I am a doer of the word.
Say, I am a doer of the word.
I am a doer of the word.
Lift your right hand. Say, O Lord.
Grant me.
The spirit.
Of wisdom.
And revelation.
In your knowledge.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, someone pray. Just begin to pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Now listen to verse number 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Now, the Amplified Version of the Bible puts that verse in a different light. It says, the eyes of your understanding being flooded. Being what? Flooded. Fortizo. With light. I don't know whether you're hearing me. Fortizo. Someone say fortizo. Fortizo. P-H-O-T-I-Z-O. P for Peter, H for Holiday, O for Orange, T for Tom, I for India, Z for Zambia, O for Orange. It means to shed rays. It means to shine. It means to brighten up. Okay? It means to illuminate. Okay? It means to make someone to see. Fortizo. So the Bible says, the eyes of my understanding being flooded with light. The eyes of my understanding being flooded with what? Light. Fortizo. So say, oh Lord, I pray today, flood the eyes of my understanding with your light. With your light. Say, oh Lord, as the flood lights shine in a stadium. Let it be in my understanding. Now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. All right. Now, the Bible says when this happens, you are going to know three most important things of the scriptures. Three most important things in the whole Bible. Three most important things in the whole Bible. What are they? Number one, the hope of your calling. The hope of your calling. It is so important for you as a child of God to know the hope of God's calling upon your life. There is a hope that God called you to. And many Christians don't know that simply because their eyes haven't been flooded with light. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Say the hope of my calling. You see, this is a big stuff. Knowing the hope of your calling, hey, it's huge. You become unshakable. You become immovable. You become impregnable. When you begin to understand the hope of God's what? Calling. And what is this hope of God's calling? You know, I love the Apostle Paul. He writes something and then he doesn't explain it there. He leaves you to continue reading the Bible until one day you find somewhere that he has talked about it. Colossians chapter 1, verse number 27. Give me 26 and 27. No. Wait. Let's start from 24. 24 to 29. That will give us the full context. Colossians 1, 24, 29. 1, 2, 3. Read.
Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. Whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily.
Powerful. Someone say powerful. You see, the Bible makes mention a few words there that show you that this thing, it's not every Jim or Jack who is able to know it. Are you with me? He says, wherefore I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God. I am made a minister according to the what? Dispensation of God. The Greek word there is oikonomia. Okay? Don't worry about it. I don't want to go too deep in that. But it's a stewardship. Okay? It's a stewardship. You understand what it means to be a steward. A caretaker. Mm-hmm. So here the Bible talks about the Apostle Paul, okay, being given the caretakering of this thing. Okay? And then he says, even the mystery. So this thing is mysterious. Even the what? mystery, which hath been hidden, which hath been hid from from ages and from generations. Serious stuff. These things have been hidden. Generations. Ages. For so long. They have been what? Hidden. But now, say now, is made what? Manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches or the glory of his, of this mystery. So this mystery has got riches of glory. Someone said amen. I don't know whether you are following me. Are you following me? Okay. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the what? Gentiles. Which is what? Christ in. Christ in. Christ in. Christ in. Say me. You see, the Old Testament guys and the people who lived in the days of Jesus, they had Jesus with them, not Jesus in them. He was with them. So when they finished whatever they were doing, people go to their houses. They didn't carry Jesus with them to their houses. They were waiting for tomorrow to be with him again. But you are not waiting for tomorrow. Because Jesus is where? In you. He goes where you go. Oh, you are not hearing me. He goes where you go. Our problem is we've got a consciousness of a God who art in heaven. We do not have the consciousness of a God who art in me. Probably you need to change your prayer. You need to say, our Father who art in me, hallowed be thy name. Are you hearing me? We are too conscious about a God who is now, we have to be hearing, hey, God in heaven, how are you? I'm fine here, but you see, I need some help. Oh boy, when revelation is coming to you, when you are beginning to understand, you begin to change your focus of prayer. You begin to know that there's somebody inside of me. There's a greater one inside of me. So you don't yell there. You begin to speak in here and say, hello, good morning. Today we're going to do mighty things. Today we'll do great things. Am I talking to somebody here? Shout yes. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This is a mystery. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. What are we talking about? We're talking about which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So in other words, today things may not be that all glorious around you. But you know what? What you have already inside of you is the hope of glory. You know, things may not be moving fine, okay, but you know what? What is already inside of you is the hope of glory. Are you hearing me? So in other words, it's a matter of time. It's a matter of a season. It's a matter of a dispensation. It's a matter of where, my goodness, there is hope for glory inside of you. Am I talking to somebody? You need to be saying, don't write me off yet. You haven't seen what is inside of me. It is about to explode. You haven't seen what is inside of me. It's about to appear. It's about to manifest. Am I talking to somebody right here? Ah. Say neighbor. Ha. Samantha Shidese Vehise Liazo. Listen. Christ. And the Bible does not say Jesus. Says what? Christ. So there are two things. There's Jesus, the man. And then there's what? Christ, the anointed one, and the anointing. So in the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse number 38, there's a very important verse there. I'm about to finish.
Godiva Papa.
You're already being rebellious, eh? You want more, eh? In areas, eh? You missed me, eh? Let's read together Acts 10:38. 1, 2, 3, go.
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
Now read again.
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth.
Pause. Was it Jesus Christ or Jesus of Nazareth?
Jesus.
Yeah? What was Jesus called before that day? He was called Jesus of Nazareth. Now, the reason why it's Jesus of Nazareth is because even in his day, there were other Jesuses. He was not the only Jesus. Remember, Jesus is English, coming from a Greek word, yes. Not Yeshua. Yesus. Now, Yesus comes from the Hebrew word, Yeshua, or Yehoshua. Okay? So, Yehoshua or Yeshua. So, Yeshua went into Greek, they turned to Yesus. Now, English picked up from the Greek, Jesus. Can you see the transgression? Okay, that's how it moved. All right, now listen to this. The Bible says, how God anointed Jesus of, so Yeshua from a place called what? Nazareth. Because there were other Yeshuas from Jerusalem, Yeshua from Galilee, Yeshua from this place, that place. Now here the Bible is trying to tell you the exact Yeshua which was anointed. Are you hearing me? So the way we talk about Sonia of Sydney, there's another Sonia in Brisbane, there's another Sonia in... So how God anointed Sonia of Sydney. So we are no longer... Now, in other words, we are saying, not a Sonia from here, not a Sonia from there. The one we are talking about here is that one from where? Sydney. But now listen, after Sonia became anointed, I mean after Jesus became anointed, there was no need for another introduction. Don't mention anymore where Sonia or Jesus came from. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Why? Because now, Jesus, can I go deeper? Give me the verse again. How God anointed Sonia of Sydney with what? The Holy Ghost and with the power. Pause there. When God did those two things, there was a change. That you could no longer identify Yeshua by his locality. You began to identify Yeshua with his power. Are you getting me? So, we're talking about this person from there. No. You know, like today there may be so many Donald Trumps in the whole world. Are you getting what I'm saying? They could be there. Donald Trump there. Oh, well, that's coincidental. But when you mention the name Donald Trump, everyone knows which one we're talking about. Make no mistake about it. Because that person becomes the epitome of the name. Is that making sense? So here we're dealing with a Yeshua who was being identified by his locality. Nazareth. But when the anointing took place, that God anointed him with what? The Holy Ghost and with the dunamis power. The name changed from being Jesus of Nazareth to become Jesus the Christ. Ah, you missed it. He became Jesus the what? The Christ. Because Christ means the anointed one and the anointing. So the anointing is power. The anointing is dominion. The anointing is the game changer. The anointing sets a person apart. The anointing begins to make you do the impossible. The anointing begins to cause you to act beyond human capability. Are you hearing me? Such that there comes a day and a moment when people begin to confuse your name and the anointing, you become one and the same thing. Are you hearing me? So when the Bible is writing, they make a mistake. Sometimes they just say, Christ. Christ. But Christ is the anointing and the anointed one. Are you hearing me? And there's a day when Jesus was just, you know, Yeshua from Nazareth. Oh, no, that man, Yeshua. You know, the one who comes from Nazareth. That man, Yeshua. But when he received the Holy Ghost and the power, you didn't have to introduce him by his locality. You didn't have to introduce him by the skin of by the color of his skin. You are not hearing me. You didn't have to introduce him by the color of his hair. You change the language. You begin to introduce him by the anointing. Here comes the anointed of the Lord. Here comes the power of God. Am I talking to somebody here? So today, being a day of unquestionable dominion, I'm going to release anointing upon you. I'm going to release anointing upon you. People will no longer know you as this from Samoa or this one from Fiji. They'll say, I'm talking about the anointed one. Am I talking to somebody right here? Shout yes. Yeah. Someone say yeah. You know, sometimes people look at you, they say, no, that one. Which one? They begin to describe it. That one. Who has got hair that goes all the way to the back here? It's not about the length of your hair as your identity. So if you are dark chocolate like me, that one. Which one? You know what I'm talking about. Which one? No, you know. Because he doesn't want to mention the black one. So he just says, you know. Hey! But listen to me. When the anointing comes upon you and the anointing begins to work, you are no longer Sonia from wherever. You are Sonia Christ. Someone say, receive. Are you getting what I'm saying? So Jesus Christ is a change of name from Jesus of Nazareth to Jesus Christ. So that even if this whole room was full of Jesus's, Yeshua's, okay? And then you just say, I want to talk to Jesus Christ. The moment you mention that, there will be only one who rise up. I am the anointed one. I am the anointed one. What are you looking for? Sir, my child is sick at home. Can you come and pray for him? Go home, it is done. Are you hearing me? When the anointing is at work, sir, my daughter has got this problem. Do you have a bottle of water? Oh, yeah. Just bring the water close to the screen. Give the child that water, it is done. Say, unquestionable dominion.
Dominion.
So you see that what I'm showing you now is so important. So important. So important. You don't know what you have inside of you. That's why sometimes the devil comes like a roaring lion. How do you respond? Now, I don't know dogs in Australia, but dogs in Malawi, when they are scared, they put their tail between their legs and they run. They run. I don't know in Australia, but in Malawi, there are hyenas. How do you know there's a hyena outside? You hear by the cry of your dog. The dog will run, come stand at the doorsteps, trying to push himself inside the house. And then you see the tail, it's between the legs. You know, there's a hyena out there. Are you hearing me? And this is the problem that we have with the Christians. They don't know what they have inside of them. They don't know. Why? Because they are conscious of that one who is in heaven. They are not conscious of that one who is inside of them. The one who gives you unquestionable dominion is not the one on the throne in heaven. It is the one who is seated inside of you. That one is one who gives you unquestionable dominion. That's why I told you that the other day. I can't remember. I said there's a difference between having faith in God and having the faith of God. You remember that? When you have got faith in God, it means God is the all-powerful one. He's out there. I trust him. I love him. I worship him. Very good. But when a hyena appears here, it will take what is inside of me to react. You are not hearing me. When I face a problem, it takes what is inside of me to react. That's why when I'm praying for that water, I don't say, "Oh God, who you are in heaven, I ask you, can you stretch your long hand and touch that water?" No. Have you ever heard me pray that kind of prayer? No. Because I know there's somebody inside of me. I know there's someone inside of me. That when I am speaking, he is speaking. When I stretch my hand, he's stretching his hand. Are you hearing me? The moment I entered there, he entered in here. Are you hearing me? I don't know whether you're hearing me at all. You need to have the God in me consciousness. Don't limit yourself to the God who is up there in heaven. Begin to develop the God in me consciousness. Are you hearing me? You wake up in the morning, God is in me. The first day it may not feel like it. But 2 days, 3 days, God in me. God in me, God in me. You know, after a week, it becomes your consciousness that there's God inside of me. Then you begin to do things knowing that there's God inside of you. Are you hearing me? So, the Bible says Christ in you. Now, the Bible uses the word Christ, which is what? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ. And they're not talking about Jesus. There's no Jesus inside of you. Where's Jesus? Seated at the right hand of the Father. Where? In heaven. But he said, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will send the Holy Ghost." Now you understand where I'm coming from. He said he was going to send what? The Holy Ghost. Jesus can never be inside of you. Ask me why. Say why. Because Jesus has got a spiritual body. And anybody with a body can never enter another body. Is that making sense? Anybody with a body can never enter another body. Is that clear? So Jesus today, as I'm talking, has got a spiritual what? Body. So he can't enter you. So I know we pray, "Jesus, enter my life today." Yeah, that's for the toddlers, the babies. But when you begin to mature, you begin to understand that, wait a minute, Jesus has got a body. And because he has got a body of his own, he can never enter another body. So the only thing that's inside of you is the Holy Ghost. That's why here the Bible says Christ, not Jesus, but what? Christ in you. The anointing in you. The hope of glory. So, say so. Say so. What I need you to do for me is one simple thing. Move from hope to faith. Hope is the future. So you are here. You know that one day something shall change. One day my life shall change. One day I shall begin to do better. One day. That's hope. Are you hearing me? It's not bad, but it's hope. Hope for what? Glory. One day all things will be fine. One day I shall buy my own house. All those things are what? Hope, 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 hope. The moment you shift from hope to faith, the moment you shift from hope to faith, you move to another dimension. Because faith is not hope. Faith is not futuristic. Faith says, I have it, and I have it when? Now. Is it making sense? Faith says, I have it, and I have it when? Now. Hope is one that, one day, by and by, somewhere, somehow, things shall change. You are now 40. One day, somehow, somewhere, things shall change. 56. One day, somewhere, somehow, things shall change. 80. One day, somewhere, somehow, in the clouds, things shall change. Yeah, now you have seen about the clouds. You know that your time is gone. You missed your time. You are talking about the clouds. In the by and by, in the clouds. But for me, I have too much revelation in me to wait for that day when I'll be singing about the clouds. Me, I want it now. Me, I want it today. Am I talking to somebody right here? If this God, if he is inside of me, if the Holy Ghost is inside of me, then I must see the anointing at work now. It must manifest now. Someone say yes. Say neighbor. Hey!
You've been listening to Prophet Gerald Dusulu, PhD. To find out more about this ministry, visit www.streams.org.au or follow us on Facebook at streams.international.
If you have been blessed throughout this broadcast, go into our website streams.org.au/give.
Or simply text the word give to +61 427 746 537.
We look forward to seeing you again soon. Shalom.